I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com to start now.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I'm the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchored Media. In today's video, I want to talk to you guys about joy. In these story times and videos that I'm recording today, I'm reflecting a lot on just some revelations that I got as I was sitting with God on my birthday this year. So on February 17th, I turned 30 again. And as I was sitting with God again, this is a time of reflection for me. So I'm always just thinking back. And as I was sitting with God, after I finished thinking back, I'm thinking forward of, you know, what does this next year of life look like for me? And so as I was telling God a lot of my grievances, because it's been a rough last couple of months, and I was explaining to him my grievances and just saying, okay, God, like, what do you need from me this year? You know, I'm going into a new year of life. I want to make sure I'm continuing to please you. So what's the thing? What are we doing? And God told me that the theme for me for this new year of life is joy. And I, of course, whenever I get a word from God, I always go back to the Bible to elaborate and just kind of see, get deeper. And so he told me my theme for this year is joy. Okay, that sounds good. At least it ain't long suffering. Because I feel like that's what we've been for a little bit. So I was like, okay, joy. So I start studying joy. Of course, I open up my word, go to the back of my Bible that has like all the different definitions and cross references and all of that. And also just a note for you guys, as you hear from God and you look to apply the things that you hear, because wisdom is defined as applied truth, and truth is found in the word of God. And so in order for you to act in wisdom, you have to apply what the word says, but you can't apply what the word says if you don't know what the word says. And so whenever I hear something from God, I always go and dive into that thing deeper and by using the word that he has blessed us with, so that I could truly make sure that I'm living that thing out. I don't want it to stay in my head or stay in my heart or stay in my journal. I want it to be something that I'm living out. So as I start studying joy, I hit up my girl, Charlotte, who's like a Bible scholar. She has this super fancy Bible software that just gets deep on everything. And I was studying certain things for myself in my Bible. And one of my favorite definitions of joy has always been awareness of God's grace. So that's what came to mind at first was, you know, okay, I need to be more aware of his grace this year, more aware of his unmerited favor. Got it. But then I'm like, I think there's something else, because I already know that, right? So I think there's something else here. And so she sent me some notes from the software that she uses. And I want to read a couple notes to you that really stood out to me. And I have my phone here, so you will see me looking. I want to make sure I'm reading correctly. So here's the definition of joy, according to the software. It means extend favor, lean towards, be favorably disposed, proper awareness of God's grace. And in parentheses, it says grace recognized. I was like, okay. And then it goes on to elaborate. It says the believer accesses God's infinite grace through faith. And in parentheses, it defines faith as his in works. So then the software started to elaborate a bit more. It says the believer accesses God's infinite grace through faith. Doing this brings proportional, eternal meaning to every scene of life, regardless of outward circumstances and earthly outcomes. Accordingly, joy and faith are directly connected. So remember, joy is God's grace recognize. It's awareness of God's grace. So if I rob myself of joy, and I'm just going to talk about me. And I love this part that says, accordingly, joy and faith are directly connected, because I'm robbing myself of the full experience and benefits of as a believer when I'm so focused on my life circumstances, but versus fully tapping into recognizing and being aware of God's favor, despite what I may see is going on. And so faith, we know, according to Hebrews 11:1, is defined as confidence in things hoped for, assurance about things unseen. So therefore, the full experience that we're supposed to have is a joy that transcends whatever may be going on in our life. And so for me, the last few months have been rough. And admittedly, I've been sucked into it, because I haven't been able to see past circumstances. But what God is trying to get me to understand is, I need you to live at a level that transcends whatever season that you may be in. I want you to live at a level to where happiness is minuscule, because happiness is contingent upon outward circumstances, right? So when my husband is being perfect, I'm happy. When he getting on my nerves, I'm not happy anymore. But that's not how we're supposed to live, right? We're not supposed to let circumstances or anything like that take us away from the joy that's a benefit as a believer. And I felt kind of silly a little bit. And I would say a little bit, because I'm human, right? We ain't gonna all walk this thing perfectly all the time. That's why we have to be in constant communication with God. But I felt a little silly just simply because I have a benefit of serving an all-knowing God, the author and finisher of all things. This whole game of life is rigged in my favor.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important, and in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
Because of my God, and I'm out here tripping off of circumstances and allowing that to be bigger than the blessings in the way that he's showing me grace and favor and mercy, and even in the midst of those circumstances, like, Tatum, come on, get yourself together. This is how I talk to myself, because I got to reel myself back in, because the mind is such a powerful thing. I could easily go down a deep end of stress and anxiety. But I have to pull myself back out, and God was just giving me a focal point. And I love God because he knows us so well. And he knows me so well. He said something to me that was just like, God, you my daddy for real. Where he was like, you know, as I was praying and just asking him about this year and reflecting and everything, he was just like, you know, you have a great resolve to where no matter what I go through, I'm always going to do what God said. So my circumstances may stress me out, but they never pull me out of alignment, right? I have that resolve about myself to where no matter how difficult it is, no matter how, if I know how it's going to turn out or not, no matter how much it hurts or pains me, I'm just going to do what God said, and that's it. I'm going to cry about it, but I'm going to do it. And so what he was trying to do is take me to a more elevated way of living to where I don't have to stress and then have that resolve. So he's trying to take me to a whole new level of living to where I'm not in that pattern of stressing and then doing what he says. I'm anxious, but I'm gonna do whatever anyway, God. God, I'm frustrated. I don't understand. But nevertheless, not my will, let your will be done. That's how I do things a lot of the times. Just be stressed out, but still obey. And he's like, great, I love that you have this resolve and you're going to obey me, but I also don't want you walking around with these burdens or these heaviness or any type of stress. I want you to have joy, because even though you're going to obey me anyway, I still love you enough to where the journey to that obedience is not one that's difficult. It's not one that is cumbersome. That you could still have this joy and awareness of my grace, even in the process. And I was just crying some more and just so grateful that God just cares about the details of our lives. And so going back to the software definition, it says, while temporal happiness is external and fleeting, true joy is internal and eternal. Biblical joy will even thrive in suffering. Joy is completely grace dependent and therefore circumstance independent. Earthly happiness, however, is circumstance dependent. Happiness depends on favorable circumstances, and joy depends only on knowing, recognizing, internalizing God's favor. And this was just big to me because, again, God knows to give me a focal point. Because once that like light bulb goes off and it clicks, it's a wrap. I'm game. And so I know for me, this is going to definitely be something I have to be mindful of, because again, life moves fast and things happen all the time, you know, with life and business, and we're getting ready to have another baby. So it's a lot of things and changes that's happening right now. But him giving me a focal point is something that I value so much and I'm so grateful for, because it allows me then to change my day to day or make adjustments so that I am focusing on joy. And so something that I was doing since having this revelation was just starting my day, of course, praying and reading the word, but specifically focusing on his grace. Specifically meditating on and forcing myself to see how he's moving in all of these different areas. Just removing myself from things that would cause me stress and some things you can't completely remove yourself from, but just prioritizing, making sure that I am adjusting my focus before my day starts. So I'm going through it not on the lens of my to-do list or the lens of what I have going on, but through the lens of recognizing his grace. And that allows even in like high busy times or seasons that may be stressful depending on what's going on, but to still be able to maneuver with a level of joy through those seasons, that circumstances or client problems or household stuff and appointments and all these different things are not able to take away from me, because the joy isn't contingent upon the circumstances. It's something that's internal and eternal. So that was a huge aha moment for me. And any of you guys who find yourself struggling a bit with just maintaining joy throughout a day to day, I would suggest doing a deep dive into a Bible study on this. I wish I could have more resources for you, but I literally just go to the back of my Bible, find it, and go to the scriptures and read them. And then, of course, pray and reach out to friends who also know the word that could give me revelation that I may miss. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. Thank you so much for watching. Again, make sure you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. And I'll see you the next one.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.